Now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Sparky Keeps His Word. Sparky had been threatened to run away from home, all because he was jealous of Miss Rosalie McClanahan. This young lady from the radio station where I work had been coming out to the house to help with the cooking and with a bit of straightening up, you know, during the time that I was confined to my bed because of a broken ankle. Sparky had said that he was going to run away, but none of us took him seriously. In today's chapter, you'll find out what he did about the whole thing. Mayor Plumfront's visiting me now. Listen.
Hey, Busty. I believe this is going to be a wonderful day for you.
I should say it is, Mayor. Today, Dr. Cronkite will come over and let me spend most of my time out of bed now. So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, boy, that's good. Then that means that we won't have to have that Miss McClanahan coming over here every day to fix our meals.
No, it doesn't mean that either, Sparky. And I do wish you'd stop referring to her as that Miss McClanahan.
Oh, you mean you're going to keep right on coming over here every day?
Yes, she is. And I'm not going to be able to get around like I did before I broke my ankle. Still have this cast on my leg. It's just that now Dr. Cronkite thinks that I'll be able to stay out of bed.
Oh. Well, if Miss McClanahan's going to continue coming over here, and if you still want her to keep on coming over, I guess I just might as well go through with my plans and go someplace else to live.
Now, Sparky, why don't you get those ideas out of your head? There's no reason for you to leave, you know.
Oh, yes, there is.
No.
And Miss McClanahan's it. I just don't like that silly love stuff, and you say you're in love with her.
Oh, now, Sparky, for goodness sakes, don't talk
I'm
like
going
that.
To my room and pack my things. I'll just say goodbye now, Big John, because I may not see you before I leave.
Oh, Sparky.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, Sparky.
You act like you don't think he's going to leave home.
Why, of course not. Sparky's just being dramatic. He's trying to get attention because he thinks I like Miss McClanahan better than I like him.
And you don't think that Sparky will go away and live somewhere else?
Of course not, Mayor. If I did, you don't think that I'd sit by and let him do it, do you?
No, I guess not.
Oh, there's the doorbell.
Probably
Yuki,
Big John, but I'll go after it.
Yeah, okay. I'd appreciate it very much if you would.
Yeah, I was thinking that he just might run away.
No, he wouldn't do a thing like that. You know it.
Fine. Hi there, Sparky lad. How's the little old thing there? Everything all right? I understand the doctor's coming over today to take the cast off Big John's ankle. Is that right there, Sparky lad?
I'm going to take off the cast if he's just going to put on some kind of a thing on it, you know, so Big John can walk with the cast on.
Yeah, fine. Well, I guess everything will be okie-doke again then, huh?
Oh, no, everything's not going to be okie-doke either. That Miss McClanahan's going to keep on coming over here every day to fix our meals. And to fix Big John's meal, not our meals, because I won't be living here after today.
Well, is that right? You're really going to leave home, are you, Sparky lad?
Sure am. I'm not going to keep on living here if Big John's going to let Miss McClanahan keep on coming.
Where are you going to go to live?
I'm not going to tell anyone.
What?
I don't want Big John to know where I am.
Well...
But, I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you. You'll find out. But it'll be after I get there.
Yeah, because I'll be your very best friend, I guess, after Rabbit Ears McKeister, Charlie Clementing, and all those guys like that there. Well, anyway, when are you going to leave?
Sometime today. I guess you came over to see Big John, huh? Let's go upstairs. He's still in bed.
Yeah, fine. I brought Big John a package he asked me to pick up at Clyde Pill Roller's drugstore. It's kind of a book or something like that.
There you are. That just goes to show you Big John doesn't like me anymore.
Well, why do you say that, Sparky lad?
Well, he always asked me to run his errands for him, and now he's asked you to go to Clyde Pill Roller's drugstore for him.
Oh, no, Sparky lad. I wouldn't say Big John doesn't like you anymore just because he asked me to run a little old errand for him.
Well, I would.
Well, as a matter of fact, Sparky lad, when Big John asked me to pick up this here package for him up at Clyde Pill Roller's drugstore, he said he didn't want to ask you because you'd been working so hard for him ever since he broke his ankle. He didn't want to impose on you anymore.
Yeah. A likely story.
Yes, I agree with you, Miss Rosalie McClanahan. This is a lovely young lady. You know, if I was a little younger, I might even try to give you a little competition on a thing like that.
Now, listen to the mayor and Big John in there talking about that, Miss McClanahan. Isn't that disgusting?
Well, Mayor, I tell you, if I have my way, someday Miss McClanahan will be hanging her toothbrush next to mine.
As the saying goes.
Howdy, Big John. Hi, Mayor.
Well, hello, Yuke. Come on in. Pull up a chair.
Howdy, Yuke. Big John Mayor's just starting a game of checkers here. You want to play the winner?
Didn't sound like it when we came walking in.
What do you mean it didn't sound like it?
You were talking about that Miss McClanahan. That's all you ever talk about lately. You were talking about her hanging up her toothbrush next to yours.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's obvious you don't want me around here anymore. Where will I hang my toothbrush?
Well, Sparky, there's room for more than two toothbrushes in the bathroom.
No, there isn't. Now, I'm going out to the bathroom right now. I'm going to get my toothbrush and I'm going to pack it in with the rest of my things.
You know, Buster, for some reason or other, I think the lad is serious about leaving here and going somewhere else to live.
Oh, now, Mayor, I know Sparky well enough to know that he won't do it.
I don't know, Buster. The little lad acts mighty determined there.
Yeah, that's right. I think you got another thing covered, Big John.
Well, I don't. Hey, Yuke, did you get that package I asked you to pick up at Clyde Pillroller's drugstore?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for picking it up.
That's all right. That's all right.
Appreciate it.
Okay, Big John. Had to go right past the place there on the way here anyway.
What you got there, Bucky? A book?
Yeah, it's a new book of romantic poems by that famous poem, Chelsea Lacebridges.
Well, for goodness sakes, if I had known that what you sent me up there to Clyde Pillroller's drugstore to pick up was a book of them there sissy poems, I wouldn't even got into the place. I'd have been so embarrassed I wouldn't even be able to see straight. What do you want to read that sissy stuff for, Big John?
What do you mean, sissy stuff?
Well,
these are romantic poems. This evening, when Rosalie McClanahan is here, she and I will go into the living room, and I'll have the lights turned low, you know, and then I'm going to play some soft romantic music on the phonograph, and then we'll read Chelsea Lacebridge's poems aloud.
Boy, no wonder the lad wants to leave home.
Oh, hush up, Yuki, you dumb snoot. Read one of them there romantic poems, Buster. I appreciate the finer things in life.
Well, here's one titled, The Glorious Feeling of Living Again. Yeah, it looks very good.
Yeah, go ahead, read it out loud.
All right. Because, spring, spring, once again it's spring. The forsythia is in bloom, the peacock tails are a plume. And as I sit in my anteroom, I see that spring is awakening.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just beautiful, Buster.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Sounds like a lot of senseless dribble to me.
Hey, listen to this next stanza, Mayor. Spring, spring, once again it's spring. Iris and buttercups with smiles on their faces are in bloom in all the romantic places. With your face before me, my heart races because in your eyes I see once again it's spring.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just beautiful.
You call that junk poetry? I got a book of poetry for He-Man written by that famous He-Man poet J. Hesworthy Crunchknuckles on the back seat of a taxi cab. You wait a minute, I'll go down and get it.
No, there's no need to go after it, Yuki. Call Sparky. He'll be glad to go down and get it for you.
Where is he?
Well, went in the bathroom, didn't he?
Sparky! Hey, Spark, will you go downstairs to Yuki's taxi cab and get something for us? Sparky? Sparky, do you hear me?
That's funny, he doesn't answer.
Well, said he was going to his room. Maybe he got his door closed and doesn't hear you. I'll go get him. You just wait here, and I'll bring up the poems of old J. Heffersworthy Crunchknuckles. Wait till you read what he writes in his book of poetry for He-Man. It's really something.
That there, Yuki, just don't appreciate the better things of life. Buster, you can tell.
Yeah, I can tell.
He's a dumb snoot.
Well, I guess he just isn't in a romantic mood.
Read another stanza of that there poem he's reading about spring there.
All right. Let's see. Spring, spring, once again it's spring. The perfume-scented breezes that kiss your lips are the same scented breezes from which honey drips. And the honey that drips from the scented lips...
Hey, Big John, there! Hey, the lad is gone. Sparky's left. He's gone away. Sparky's gone away, never to return again.
What do you mean? How do you know? What do you mean he's gone away?
Well, take a look, Big John. take a look at this here note that the lad left on his pillow.
A note? Are you kidding? Let me see it. Oh.
What's the lad saying in his note, Buster?
Listen to this. Dear Big John, goodbye forever. I have left home. I shall never return again. Do not try to find me. I am going far, far away to live with someone who really loves me and who does not believe in all this silly love stuff. I hope you and Miss McSee will be very happy. Farewell, Sparky.
Sure, the lad upped and did it.
Yeah. Come on, Mayor. Yuki, help me get up out of this bed. Come on, we've got to get out of here and find Sparky. Oh, if we don't, I don't know what I'll do. Oh, this is a mess. How did this ever come to happen? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Although we didn't know it, Sparky at that very moment was standing up at Highway 52 and was on his way out of town. I don't know exactly what was going through his mind at that time, but I suspect that he was feeling mighty low. You will be with us next time when we bring you the next chapter in the continuing drama of Big John and Sparky.